Joshua chapter 11. And it came to pass, when Jabin king of Hazor heard of this, that he sent messengers to Jobab king of Madon, and to the king of Shimron, and to the king of Akshaph, and to the kings to the north in the mountain range, and to those in the arid tract to the south of Kinnereth, and in the low-lying land, and in the heights of Dor to the west, and to the Canaanite to the east, and to the west, and the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Jebusite in the mountain range, and the Hivite under Hermon in the land of Mizpah. And they came out, as did all their companies with them, a numerous people, which is like the sand on the seashore in multitude, with horses and chariots in very great number. And all these kings met, and they departed and encamped together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them, for tomorrow at about this time I will be making all of them fallen men before Israel. You will hamstring their horses, and you will burn their chariots with fire." Then Joshua and all the military people with him came against them suddenly at the waters of Merom, and they attacked them. And the Lord delivered them into Israel's hand, and they struck them, and they pursued them as far as Great Sidon and Misrephoth Maim, and as far as the valley of Mizpeh in the east. And they struck them without leaving a remnant remaining. And Joshua did to them as the Lord had told him. He hamstrung their horses, and he burned their chariots with fire. Then at that time Joshua turned back and captured Hazor. And he struck its king with the sword, for Hazor in the past was the head of all these kingdoms. And they struck every person that was in it with the edge of the sword. He obliterated it. No breathing creature remained, and he burned Hazor with fire. And Joshua captured all the cities of those kings, and all their kings, and he struck them with the edge of the sword. He obliterated them as Moses the servant of the Lord had commanded. But Israel did not burn any of the cities which stood on their mound, except for Hazor alone, which Joshua burned. And the sons of Israel took as spoil for themselves all the booty of these cities, and the cattle, but they struck every person with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them. They did not leave any breathing creature remaining. As the Lord had commanded Moses his servant, so Moses had commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He did not omit anything of all that the Lord commanded Moses. And Joshua took all this land, the mountain range, and all the south, and all the land of Goshen, and the low-lying land, and the arid tract, and the mountain range of Israel, and its low-lying land, from Mount Halak, which goes up to Seir, as far as Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon under Mount Hermon. And he captured all their kings, and he struck them and killed them. Joshua waged war with all these kings for many days. There was no city which made peace with the sons of Israel except the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. They took everything in the war, for it was from the Lord that their hearts should be hardened to engage in battle with Israel, so as to obliterate them, so that they should not be shown any mercy, for it was so as to destroy them, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And Joshua came at that time and cut the Anakites off from the mountain range, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from every mountain of Judah, and from every mountain of Israel. Joshua obliterated them with their cities. No Anakites remained in the land of the sons of Israel, except that they remained in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod. And Joshua took all the land, according to everything the Lord had said to Moses. And Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel, according to their divisions by their tribes. Then the land rested from war.